Good morning, New Covenant Fellowship. My name is Steve Logsdon. I am the husband of Melissa Logsdon, your associate pastor, and I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today on the online service. First off, I'd like to start by wishing everyone a very happy new year. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season and however your family celebrates it. But before getting into our sermon today, I'd like to just take a moment for a prayer so we can just ask God to be a part of what we're doing today. So, Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the year that you've got us through and the year that you're bringing us into, God. We thank you for the provision that you'll have for us. We look forward to you being a part of everything that we do. Lord, just give us the open hearts that we need to hear this sermon today, to the ears to listen, the heart to accept, and the grace to be a part of it all. God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Watch and take care of us today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So many of you may not know this, but I actually graduated from Indiana Wesleyan with a degree in communications. Now, my emphasis was mass media and film production. It seems kind of odd, but that's something I enjoyed doing at the time. But during my courses of study, one of the courses I had to take was called Communication Theory. Basically, it was a class on how does communication work, or how do we convey messages, or how do we communicate. And one of the main chapters that we talked about a lot was talking about things like how our body language conveys as much information as what the words that we speak. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing. People don't realize how much information we actually convey through our bodies whenever we are talking. Melissa and I, whenever we're talking, eye contact is a must. If I start to look at my phone or kind of turn my head or anything like that, Melissa notices that. If we go to a restaurant, it's hard to find a restaurant in town these days that doesn't have at least one TV in the background playing some sort of sports event. And I like sports, and so if I'm talking with Melissa and she happens to notice my line of sight kind of peeks over her shoulder to try and catch the score of a game, I get in trouble a little bit over that. But you know, that just means I need to make sure I get a very nice dessert. But what we're talking about, though, is our posture, how our body language implies what we're saying. It shows that active listening. It shows our engagement into what we're doing and what's going on. And what a lot of people don't realize is that this is also has, it applies to our spiritual relationships, or kind of like what I like to call our heart language. Instead of body language, we're going to talk about our heart language, of how our heart is postured in how we deal with all the situations and deal with what goes on in our lives. Now, a lot of people stop and think about how easy it is, you know, coming into this new year, you might feel a little bit defeated already and feel a little weighed down. Because honestly, if you think about it, what all did we go through in 2025? I mean, there was multiple wars going on all around the world. There were terror attacks, both here and abroad. There was economic uncertainty, like with the tariffs that were being placed on all the different countries and the cost of living for us going up because of that. And there were protests everywhere. I mean, the list can just go on and on and on. And it's really not too surprising. You know, here we are in this brand new year, but we still have a lot of the same problems. You know, it's like, yay, it's 2026, you know, but our country is still divided on things. Yay, it's 2026. But my state is going bankrupt and making terrible choices. Or, yay, it's 2026, but I still have all these personal problems of my own. For Melissa and I, we're dealing with all the different health concerns that Melissa has. Or I'm dealing with trying to make sure our house doesn't fall apart and, you know, keeping a roof over our heads. Or trying to find that delicate balance between my work schedule and our family time. Of finding I have to work enough to be able to pay the bills, but I want to be home enough to actually enjoy my time with Melissa. The interesting thing is, the way God made us, it's such a wonderful thing. God gave us the ability to make choices. He gave us that free will. You know, and our attitude, our heart posture, you know, it's a decision that we get to make. And what I want to talk about with all of this is our posture of praise, of how we approach the things that go on with that attitude of praising God through all of it. So what exactly is a posture of praise? Now, just for fun, when I was starting this sermon, I had a moment and I've thought, let's see what Google says, just to be silly. You know, the old Google AI that they've kind of started giving responses for. I said, Google AI, you know, what is a posture of praise? Google came back with some interesting responses. One of them was, the posture of praise refers to a range of physical actions and attitudes used to express worship, reverence, and gratitude, often seen in religious contexts. It includes physical kneeling, bowing, or prostrating oneself to show humility, as well as raising hands, clapping, and dancing to show joy and surrender. I thought, okay, you know, that's kind of your textbook answer, what you'd find in a dictionary kind of idea. Google went on to say, a posture of praise is a holistic expression that involves the mind, spirit, and body, and is seen as an active choice to focus on God's character rather than on personal circumstances. I thought, okay, now we're getting somewhere. It went on to say, the physical postures are meant to be an expression of the internal attitude of the heart. A posture of praise is a conscious choice to focus on God's goodness, character, and faithfulness, rather than on negative feelings or circumstances. It is an act of will that can be practiced and cultivated through prayer and intentional focus. See, I like to think a posture of praise is whatever that brings me closer relationship with God. And what amazes me most is that, you know, God tailors that to us. He tailors each one of those moments to how it fits us best. And that's so amazing to think about it, you know. A lot of people finding that posture of praise, it may be actually singing praises and playing worship songs, you know, for those who are musically inclined. You know, having that moment where you're just literally laying your heart at the throne of God, singing those songs. It's a wonderful feeling. You know, it may be for others, it could be dancing. You know, you get that excitement in your spirit and you just have to let it out physically, you know, with dancing. You know, kind of like the little kids that come up to the front of the church during praise and worship and just dance to their heart's delight. And, you know, that's their act of worship. That's them worshiping God. You know, for others, it could be that quiet and reflective prayer time where you find your space and you just approach God in your own way of just being soaking in His presence, you know, and in that reflective time. For me, it's interesting. My posture comes in a moment where almost every day that I'm at work, it seems strange to some people, but for me, it's that there's always a moment when I'm standing at my locker, I'm getting dressed for work, I'm you know, putting on my armor and my uniform and everything like that and all the bits and pieces that I have to wear. But there comes a moment where I stop and I might catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror that I have in there as I'm checking my uniform out, that I get this excitement, this burst of just energy of, I get to do this. I get to serve God. I'm literally thanking God, saying, God, thank you for putting me here. Thank you for this moment of allowing me to be a servant. And that's just that chance I have to praise in that. And that's kind of like my moment where I approach that posture of praise. And I just get to say, yay, I'm doing this. So a lot of people ask, well, why is this important? Why do we need to do this? You know, a posture of praise, it shows a trust and faith, even when we haven't received answers to prayer. Now, God's always going to answer our prayers, you know, even if it's not the answers we want. Now, the great thing about that is God's never not listening to us. It sounds weird being a double negative like that, but, you know, Melissa and I had asked God for many years for children. It was a desire of ours. We wanted to raise kids. We tried multiple avenues, whether both having our own, we tried adoption, we tried fostering, we tried multiple things. And it was just always a closed door for us. So God did answer our prayer. You know, it wasn't the answer we wanted, but God did answer it. Now, remember in verse 9, God says, God has now revealed to us His mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill His own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. You know, God has a plan for what's going on, and he's working things out to his perfect plan. And irregardless of what our wants are, it's good to know that God's got us included in that perfect plan. And it's going to be amazing. We get to see that. And that's taking that posture of praise. You're saying, God, I don't always like the way you answer, but I'm going to hang on because we're going in the right direction. And that's what I want to be a part of that. Now, following up on that, a posture of praise helps with our capacity for intimacy with God and others. You know, God never meant for us to live lonely lives, but you know, sometimes we have shame, guilt. We keep secrets that can cause us to want to put up walls between us and others. You know, that for whatever reason, but when we are confessing our struggles and being vulnerable with others, we can be honest with God and those around us. And what that does is in that moment of praise and that moment of just being completely open to God, we start repairing that spiritual relationship. We start repairing that relationship with God, which then spills out to those around us and helps us heal those relationships with the people around us who we care about. Now, in Romans 15, verse 13, it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. By being able to say, God, I am praising you no matter what, we open that ourselves up to allow him to just fill us to an overflowing state where we can share that hope with those around us. And that is an amazing feeling of just being able to say, I don't know what's going on, but I want people to be a part of it. And Melissa and I laugh about it. There's a lot of times that I've said, you know, in several occasions, like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm having a great time doing it. And that's kind of the way I approach it sometimes with God. Is like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to keep doing it because I'm having a great time and God's given me the strength to do it. Well, finally, a posture of praise is a great gauge for our spiritual health. Now, a lot of people can talk a good game. You know, how you doing today? Oh, God's got me. I'm blessed. I'm right there. You know, I'm feeling wonderful and holy and all these things. And, you know, in reality, in the back of our mind, there's a fear that's gripping us that has us trapped in all these decisions and worries that we're having to make. You know, am I going to have enough money to pay my bills this month? Am I going to be able to get the medical care I need? Is this family member going to be okay? Is this, pick your battle. You know, and we're stuck in that moment and not actually letting ourselves fully worship. Now, when you're at the bottom of a pit, this is a cheesy thing, I understand, but if you think about it, when you're at the bottom of a pit, where exactly is the light coming from? You know, praise is what helps us hold our heads up and focus our eyes on God. It's what helps us to look up and find that light. Maintaining a posture of praise each day, no matter what comes our way, is the real challenge, if you think about it. Now, in Psalms 34, David wrote, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. Now, the interesting thing about Psalms 34, it wasn't written when David was sitting on his throne, living the comfortable life in prosperity. He wasn't king at the time. David wrote that when he was actively running for his life from King Saul, who was trying to kill him at the time. But you talk about stressful time in your life. You know, you know that someone who has all the resources of the kingdom coming after you, trying to kill you, and still being able to say, God, I'm looking to you. I will praise you no matter what. That is a huge moment in anyone's life. That's a great way to gauge and say, you know what? I am relying on God. Now, a lot of people will say, well, that's good and all, but what do we have to praise about? You know, the world's going to tell us you don't matter. You know, no, what you do will amount to a hill of beans. But God says, I loved you before you were even born. Like in verse 4 from the reading, Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. You know, the world's going to go on to tell you that you're worthless. But if you turn around and look, God's going to say, no, you're priceless. In verse 7, it says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. God says, you are priceless. That's how valuable you are to him. When the world is telling you, you don't belong, God's telling us in verse 5, you are my family. You know, it says in verse 5, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. That right there saying, God actively says, I want you to be in my family. I want you to be with me. You know, that's the kind of love that can temper all of those feelings of loss, of fear, of guilt, shame, whatever. And it can begin replacing it with joy. Isn't it amazing that we have a God that loves us that much? That he sees us for what we really are and not what the world tells us we are? That is something that's totally worth praising. I'm not saying that this is going to be the yellow brick road and everything's going to be peachy. You know, there's always going to be struggles and stress in our lives. That's just part of being human. That's the human condition. How you handle these things, how you handle those stresses, how you approach those different struggles in your life, that posture that you take of praise, that's where it comes in. That's the choice he gives you. And that's the amazing part of this, that we get to choose that. With the start of a new year, I'd like to challenge everyone to take an honest look at our postures. Let's make 2026 a year of praise. God, I'd just like to thank you today. I'd like to thank you that you give us that ability to choose to worship and praise you. That you give us that joy that comes from that, God, that you've shown us so many reasons why we have that to praise. And we thank you for all those things, God. Give us the hearts that we need to be able to hold them up to you and in worship. And God, thank you for the times of struggle that we do go through, because that gives us the ability to really dig deep into who you are and what you have for us. Go before us now this year, from the beginning of this new year, God, that we can just see your hands at work and be able to join you in all that you do are doing around us, and that we can be a part of that, to share who you are with those around us and give them that hope as well. We ask all of these things in the most wonderful and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.